What about faith promise missions? Faith promise missions is a way where they just say, you know, even just the missionary system they have right now is not biblical.
Amen.
You know, these traveling circus evangelists come around. But, you know, really, and yeah, the way they do evangelists isn't really evangelism.
Yep.
You know, you got Paul Schwenke, you know, the guy that won't mention anybody's name or whatever, you know who I'm talking about. He's really popular up in these parts here. But, you know, these evangelists, they're not evangelists. Evangelists don't just go from church to church preaching to other people's churches. That's not what you're, that's not what the job of an evangelist is. Evangelists go and get people saved. I wonder when the last time Paul Schwenke got somebody saved. Probably never. I don't know. I can't prove that. But you know, he preaches the repent of your sins. I know that. So, you know, and back onto the missionaries, by the way. You know, where does it say that we're supposed to do missionaries the way that they're doing? Half the time they don't even, they don't have, you know, they do the faith promise, right? Hey, you know, every year we'll have like a little missions, you know, the missions conference we went to was awesome.
Yeah.
They didn't bring up money one time, but guess what? If you go to any other missions conference, it's going to be give till it hurts. Get, you know, can you give $20 a week? You know, for the starving children in Africa that we're going to go to preach to as soon as we go through language school and then go to like, you know, 5,000 churches and get our support. That's what they do. They do the support system thing where they go and get support for all their churches and then, you know, they send them out finally after they can, you know, have a $10,000 a month budget for their family. And then they don't even speak the language when they get there. Praise the Lord, we talked to Zulu today, you know. Zulu said he might come over for dinner. Pray for us that we could get an opportunity sometime in the next 5 to 10 years to give him the gospel.
Amen.
It's really what they do.
Yeah,
read some of the prayer letters. If you ever visit another Baptist church today, go and read their prayer letters. They're on the wall. Because I'll tell you what, the people in the church don't read them. Some of them, it'll make you sad how much money is just being dumped and filtered into these places, and they don't even preach the gospel. And a lot of them aren't even saved. You know, now they're kind of getting to be where the, what's that guy's name, Josh Tice or whatever? They're sending out missionaries like him. It's wicked. So some of the things that that Baptists and other Christians will do, their traditions of men, faith promise missions. Look, you can't promise to give something. You don't even know if you're going to be alive tomorrow. How are you going to promise for 1 year to give somebody $19.95 for every single week? You could lose your job tomorrow.
That's a good point.
And then you just broke your promise to God. You lied to God and said, hey, I promise I'm going to give this much of money a week. Sorry, God. You know, if you would have let me keep my job, then I would have still been able to give.
Right? That's a good point.
Right? Faith promises is a joke.
Yeah.
How about their soul winning program?
Right.
Are churches today, you know, are they using the traditions of men to go soul winning?
Yep.
Heck, half the churches don't even go soul winning.
Right.
And what they call soul winning is a bus ministry.
Right.